Toronto. An Ontario court has struck down a law that limited wages for public sector workers, with the judge saying the bill infringed workers' charter rights. Groups representing several hundred thousand public sector employees challenged the constitutionality of Bill 124, a law passed in 2019 that capped wage increases at 1% per year for Ontario public service employees as well as broader public sector workers. The province argued the law did not infringe constitutional rights, saying the charter only protects the process of bargaining, not the outcome. The Progressive Conservatives had said it was a time-limited approach for 3 years to help eliminate the deficit. In the decision released Tuesday, Justice Marcus Conan said the law infringes on the applicant's rights to freedom of association and collective bargaining. The charter protects not just the right to associate but also the right to a meaningful process in which unions can put on the table those issues that are of concern to workers and have them discussed in good faith, Conan said. Legislation that takes issues off the table interferes with collective bargaining. The province did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Unions representing government workers, teachers, nurses, and university faculty members argued the law had taken away meaningful collective bargaining, thereby violating the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The case sat for 2 weeks in September. Court heard the law affects more than 700,000 workers in the province. It does not apply to municipalities, First Nations and Indigenous communities, and for-profit companies. Healthcare workers have long called for Bill 124 to be repealed. They've also said it has contributed to the healthcare crises in Ontario, which has seen droves of nurses and personal support workers recently leave the profession. The province had argued it was under severe financial strain when it implemented the new law. But the judge disagreed. On my view of the evidence, Ontario was not facing a situation in 2019 that justified an infringement of charter rights, Conan said. In addition, unlike other cases that have upheld wage restraint legislation, Bill 124 sets the wage cap at a rate below that which employees were obtaining in free collective bargaining negotiations. The judge said the province was free to take a position in negotiations that it could not pay more than a 1% wage increase. It appears that Ontario was reluctant to take that position because it could lead to strikes, Conan wrote. As noted, the right to strike is constitutionally protected. The judge said that position does not amount to a reasonable limit on the right to collective bargaining in a free and democratic society. Although inconvenient, the right to strike is a component of a free and democratic society, Conan wrote. Strikes bring issues to the public forefront and allow their resolution to be influenced by public opinion. A lawyer for one of the teachers' unions called the decision a historic victory. The decision is a significant rejection of the government's policies which sought to pursue its economic agenda on the backs of workers, said Paul Cavaluzzo, who represented the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association in the case. The clear message of this judgment is that collective bargaining is a fundamental freedom which governments cannot trample on in order to save money or avoid the difficulties inherent in the collective bargaining process. A lawyer for the Ontario Federation of Labour and broader public sector workers said the decision is a complete vindication for unions. The reasons also thoroughly debunked the government's argument that the wage controls were in any way justified, particularly in view of the various tax cuts implemented by the Ontario government, the absence of any fiscal crisis, and the serious impact on workers of the 1% wage controls, including in the face of significantly higher inflation and widespread recruitment and retention challenges, said Stephen Barrett. In September, the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario said the law was set to save the province $9.7 billion. The financial watchdog said overturning it would cost the province $8.4 billion over 5 years, including a potential $2.1 billion in retroactive payment to the majority of workers already affected by Bill 124. Contracts for about 30% of public workers have not yet entered a 3-year period of being affected by the bill. The teachers' unions won a similar court challenge several years ago against the Liberal government. Legislation known as Bill 115 froze some of their wages and limited their ability to strike, and the judge ruled that the government substantially interfered with meaningful collective bargaining. Ontario was left having to pay more than $100 million in remedies to the unions. The judge has deferred the issue of a remedy to a future hearing. The province has 30 days to appeal the ruling. Meanwhile, Peter Tabuns, NDP MPP and leader of the official opposition, released the following statement in response to news that an Ontario court has struck down wage capping Bill 124. "There's no doubt that today is a victory for workers in Ontario. The courts have recognized what public sector workers and New Democrats have been saying for years. Bill 124 is unconstitutional. My message to Ford is simple. Do not appeal this decision. Bill 124 has wreaked untold damage on our precious public services. Mr. Ford's wage capping legislation has created staffing crises in key sectors like education and healthcare, and Ontarians have been paying the price. Today is a very important step to undoing the damage of Bill 124, and the victory belongs to the tireless efforts of every Ontario worker who has raised their voice in the past 3 years. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 29, 2022. Liam Casey and Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.